Question 21. In 1999, Eleanor Maguire conducted MRI scans of London cabbies and compared them with the brain scans of others. In contrast with non-cabbies, experienced taxi drivers had a greatly enlarged posterior hippocampus, that part of the brain that specializes in recalling spatial representations. On its own, that finding proved nothing. Theoretically, people born with larger posterior hippocampi could have innately better spatial skills and therefore be more likely to become cabbies. What made McGuire's study so striking is that she then correlated the size of the posterior hippocampi directly with each driver's experience. The longer the driving career, the larger the posterior hippocampus. That strongly suggested that spatial tasks were actively changing cabbies' brains. These data, concluded McGuire dramatically, suggest that the changes in hippocampal gray matter are acquired.